Taking a look at the Iowa State FFA convention schedule. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Here at the Iowa State FFA convention today, they kicked off this morning with a talent show. And now, in a little bit, we'll be starting their first general session. And Cadence Boonder, who is the Iowa State FFA reporter, says she's excited for this session.
Session one is one that I'm very excited for because me and my teammate Tucker Rohrig are chairing this session. So we will be doing most of the onstage talking and kind of have done a lot of work for this session, so we're excited. We recognize a lot of members for ambassador awards and our proficiency SAE winners. We also are lucky that our keynote address by Iowa dairy farmer Dan Van Tiger will be during our session one. So that's sure to be a very fun session. Lots of member engagement, lots of places to learn.
But members will also be competing in their respective career development events and leadership development events that they've qualified for throughout the year.
Monday is a very big competition day, so a lot of our CDEs and LDEs are happening that day. So students will get their LDE results during session two, their Monday night, where we'll recognize some of my teammates, we'll give their retiring addresses, we'll have more proficiencies, we'll give LDE results, and then we also get to hear from our Iowa Secretary of Agriculture, Mike Nagg. And my team has gotten to have a really special connection with him this year and really learn a lot from him. So we're super excited to have him. And he's very excited to be there to talk to the members. And also during that session, one thing I'm really excited about is we also recognize our newly chartered chapters and then our 50th and 75th anniversary chapters. And my chapter is actually receiving the 75th anniversary award. So I'm very excited.
Well, congratulations to them. And it's surely a busy day here at the Iowa State FFA convention. So with your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.